Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. A major interstate construction project near the Georgia-Alabama state line set to begin in the coming days. The Alabama Department of Transportation says a $47.5 million reconstruction and rehab project will cover about 16 miles of I-59 southbound near the Georgia state line. Contractor Wiregrass Construction will demolish and replace about 10 miles of roadway and rehabilitate another 6 miles between the state line and a point about a mile north of the U.S. 11 overpass in Fort Payne. The first phase of that project will focus on a roughly 1 mile stretch of 59 south from the Georgia state line to just south of the Alabama Welcome Center in DeKalb County. Beginning today, weather permitting, crews are expected to begin milling and paving operations on the inside southbound lane and shoulder in that area. Motorists traveling through should expect construction activity, maybe even lane closures and delays, and are encouraged to use caution and allow extra time. The project is designed to improve driving conditions and extend the life of the heavily traveled interstate corridor connecting Alabama and Georgia. Dade County School Nutrition is helping local families this summer by offering free meals for children through a weekly drive-through meal pickup program at Dade Elementary School. School systems across the tri-state region are stepping up this summer to help ensure kids continue getting nutritious meals while classes are out of session. The summer meal distribution at Dade Elementary will take place every Wednesday during the month of June at the front entrance on Wolverine Drive in Trenton. Pickup times are scheduled at 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. while supplies last. Officials say all children ages 18 and under are eligible to receive free meals free of charge. Meanwhile, in Alabama, the Jackson County School District also providing free meals through its Seamless Summer Meal Program. The program runs Monday through Friday from the 3rd until the 28th of June, open to kids ages 0 through 18. Breakfast and lunch meals will be served daily at Bridgeport Elementary, North Sand Mountain, Rosalie Section, Stevenson Elementary, and Woodville Schools. Breakfast hours are 8 until 10 each morning, while lunch will be 10:30 until 1. Adults can also purchase the meals, with breakfast priced at $2.50 and lunch available for $4.50. Families can also find additional meal sites across Alabama by visiting breakforaplate.com. In Tennessee, Marion County Schools offering the summer meal pickup programs for local families. Weekly meal distribution takes place on Thursday, starting on the 4th, continuing through the 16th of July. Pickup locations include Jasper Elementary, Mont Eagle, and South Pittsburgh Elementary Schools in Whitwell Elementary too. Meals can be picked up 9 to 10 each Thursday morning and include both breakfast and lunch items for children ages 18 and under. School officials across the region say these summer meal programs are designed to help families and ensure kids continue having access to healthy meals while school is not in session. The cost of a major I-24 widening project between Dade County and Chattanooga continues to rise, but TDOT officials say the long-awaited improvements are still moving forward. They're planning major upgrades to the I-24 Highway 27 corridor near Chattanooga. Area officials describe it as one of the worst traffic bottlenecks in the state. The project, known as the Moccasin Bend Widening Project, originally expected to cost about $246 million, but during a recent update at Hamilton County Mayor Weston Womp's State of the County address, TDOT Commissioner Will Reed said another $300 million may now be needed to fully complete the project. Transportation leaders cite inflation and rising construction costs have significantly increased the price of major highway projects. The project includes replacing 14 bridges, including 2 in Georgia and 12 in Tennessee, along with new guardrails, retaining walls, and other infrastructure upgrades. TDOT officials say the work would be completed in 3 phases, beginning near I-59 in Dade County and continued east toward downtown Chattanooga. Commuters widely support the effort. Some residents and transportation advocates say, however, additional long-term solutions like expanded transit options could also be needed to help reduce traffic congestion in the future. Construction on the widening project is currently expected to begin late next year or sometime in 2028. After a not-so-great weekend with the Washington Nationals and a travel day yesterday, the Atlanta Braves now have 3 against the Boston Red Sox. They are in Boston for the series. 5:30 tonight and tomorrow night, a day game scheduled for Thursday. We'll have all the action for you right here on KWIN. Stay up to date at DiscoverDade.com anytime and throughout the day here on the home of the Braves, the Georgia Bulldogs, and NASCAR. 101.3, 106.1, 104.3 FM and AM 1420, Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.